4 for 98. Collingwood clinging on by the skin of his teeth. Johnson Bolston. Oh, he's late on that. There's a peel flag before wicket. And Mr. Erasmus considers this. Will they review it? I thought that was pad first. I must say, they're talking about it. Ponting's got his hands on his head. They've got to make a decision, lads. He's running up to talk to Mitchell Johnson. I must admit, my reaction was that was pad and then bat. And that, yep, they're going to review it. And I think they have to do this. It's difficult for us to tell absolutely from here because obviously we're behind Collingwood, so we couldn't get a view of it, but it just sounded like pad bat to me. Let's have a look for the replays. The monitor will reveal all, and this is a big moment again. It was a quick ball. Collingwood certainly was not very much on the front foot. He was round about the crease. Is it a no ball? No, it's not, although Johnson's often near that line. So everything's OK from that perspective. Now it's the next bit that I'll be interested to see. Is it pad bat or bat pad? Well, it's certainly pad bat, but is it high? That's the next question. It did hit his bat, but it hit the pad first. Now let's have a look at impact in line. Wickets hitting. That's going to be out. That is out. And I don't blame Mr. Erasmus for saying not out in the first place, because it was quite high. But Collingwood is going to be dispatched. There it goes, the fingers up. And the sound, the roar, says it all as England lose their fifth wicket of the morning. And it's Collingwood, LBW to Mitchell Johnson, who's now taken four of them.